Oh, everyone now, I am going to lead a a meditation with Shoshana, on behalf of James, the one who serves all ascended masters, all the saints, all the religions. So please find yourself in a comfortable position. Take a few deep breaths now, in, out, in, out. And settle yourself into that beautiful state that allows you and your body to completely relax. Fill your body with light, the golden light of Source. See each part of your body filling with love, filling with light. And as you fill your body with light and love, see that light seep through and burst out and fill the room. And as the light from your body fills the room, see it moving past the room, into the outside, into the neighbor's yard, into the neighbor's house. See the love and light of your body uniting those that are near you and igniting their light, helping them to burst out with light and love. See this taking place now as you unite with all your brothers and sisters. Go past your neighborhood into the cities. See the love burst forward from their hearts. See the light burst forward and shine and unite their families, their neighborhoods, their homes with the brilliant light of Source. And as you see this happening, watch the light engulf the planet. Bring the vibration of the planet up, 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 higher and higher, washing away the pain, washing away the fear, washing away the concern of the planet, of the beings, and seeing them uplifted, feeling that spark of Source, that love of Source that is engulfing each one of them. Be the love, be the light. And as you see this occurring, you can see Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, begin to spread her light now, that is part of your light, into the galaxy, surrounding each planet with love, with light, uniting all that come into the proximity of this light, feeling that great upliftment, that great joy, that great freedom that the Source light gives you. Now, sit a moment with this and feel how your heart is bursting, how it is feeling so much love for all that are around you, for all the creatures, for all those that need the help that you are giving them. Take a moment now and feel this. And as you feel this great upliftment, know that it is a standard of your planet. It is a standard of your soul. It is a standard of your being to be love, to be light, to connect with each other, to become one, to eradicate the idea of separation that was just a program. It was never part of the plan. So know this, that with this meditation, you have reenacted the standard that your soul came with, the standard of love, the standard of light for all and the connection to all. Now, as you feel this great upliftment, come back, sit with yourself, and realize that all is well, that God is in control, that you are divine, and that all is coming to fruition, and all will ascend. And so it is.
I am Sananda, and it is always a pleasure to be here with you in this way, that I can continue to bring forward messages that pertain to not only you, those of you that are on this call, but to all of those that resonate to these words. And I wish to go back now. I wish to go back to an earlier time when I spoke about the idea of perspectives and how important that is today, as all the things that are happening around you are part of that perspective. Each one has their own perspective on this. But I wish you to understand that as you've coming to the end of this year now, this 2022, much in this year. But there are so many out there that look back at this year and think nothing is happening. Nothing is changing. It's the same old, same old, same old. But nothing could be further from the truth. Because as we have said, as you have heard many, many times from many different sources, there are many things that are occurring in the background, beyond your eyes to see at this point, and your ears to hear. But even though you cannot see it or hear it, does not mean it is not happening. Or what is happening now is an undertaking that is thousands of years in planning. Think about that now. Thousands of years, not just a few years. For many, look at this time period and think, it's taking so long. It's taking so long. But thousands of years, this has been in the works to bring sovereignty back to this planet and to the people of this planet, to bring freedom back to the people. The old experiment of the illusion of the third dimension is over. And you must come to understand that more and more. Yes, I know it does not appear that it is over. It appears like it is indeed the same old, same old. But trust us, as you hear from many different sources on this subject, it is not. There are so many different things that are occurring and are going to continue to happen. So many changes yet to come forward. For this is the old paradigm falling away. The old third dimensional paradigm is fading rapidly now. Not as rapidly as some of you would like, certainly, but you must understand, again, thousands of years in planning. It's not going to go away overnight. It is going to take time, but more importantly, take vibration. As vibrational frequency increases, then the old paradigm falls away more and more and more. And the frequency vibration is increasing. And therefore, you are finding the chaos now of the third dimension crumbling. And that is purposeful. And you must come to understand that it is all on purpose, all part of the plan. And yes, we hear you saying, oh, that plan again. Keep talking about the plan. Yes, we do, because it is a universal plan. It is something, again, that has been in the works for a long, long time. And you must realize that although you are all part of this plan, you cannot control the plan. You cannot completely bring it forward. You have parts of it, yes, but you are not in control of this plan. Just do your part, whatever that part might be. You spoke earlier in your discussion of soul contract. And yes, you all have a soul contract, all of you, and you are working in that soul contract. So just allow it. Allow for the process, allow for it to continue to move forward, and know that as things continue to move on, as the plan continues to rework itself over and over and over to bring about the final results of the end of the third dimensional illusion, know that you are doing everything that you can within yourself to bring about the, again, the final results to this plan. Continue to trust, not just in the plan though, trust in yourselves. Trust in yourselves to continue to bring your part of this forward. Continue to bring yourself to a point where you know who you are more and more and reconnect to your higher God self. For that is what this is all about. When you speak about the Great Awakening, that is what it is. Remembering who you are fully within the ascension process. That is the Great Awakening. Will all awaken? Certainly not. But they will awaken to their own personal truth as they need to. It is not up to you to change their plan. It is not up to you to change their soul contract, although you cannot do it even if you wanted to. It is up to you to continue to move forward in your own personal life, following your own soul contract, and along the way, assist others, which, by the way, is also part of your soul contract. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would continue to move forward step by step, inch by inch, if you have to, but allow the process to continue to follow through. Because it is happening. It is happening now. Change is happening. Change will continue to happen. And the third dimensional illusionary expression is crumbling all around you, thereby bringing the chaos that you are seeing. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. Oneness Earth here. Shoshana is here. And we are attempting to hold this one's energy together here as much as we can. A little bit difficult at times, but we can, what you have to say, muddle through here. We are going to bring this through and answer your questions if you have them. We are ready for that if you are ready. You can unmute your phones now. So Shana is here and we are ready.
I'm here.
Yes.
I have a quick question.
Yes. Always Thomas, always the first one. Yes. The one to break the ice. Yes.
Sananda was saying about the soul contracts, and from what he's saying, you guys were talking about it before I got on the call, and just wondering what's the best way to follow my soul contract and or find out what it comprises. And I know your answer is probably just going to be go inside, right?
You know us very well, Thomas. But the answer certainly is to go inside. The answer is to know who you are, to understand and believe and realize who you are, what you are here for. And as you do so, your soul contract will work out as it needs to. Your higher God self will continue to guide you. For that is what has happened. When you think of the idea of guardian angels, what do you think they are guarding? They are guarding your soul contract. They are moving you along, bringing you to the point through many different ways of bringing the messages to you or the understanding to you at any given moment. That is what they are here for, those angels. They are all around you, guiding you. Your various guides are there to assist you. You do not necessarily need to hear them or know it directly. Oh, this is what I need to do next, and this is what I need to do 5 minutes after this. And you do not need to know it that way. You just need to move forwards. Take a step by step and move forward, and you will be following your soul contract. You see? Shoshana, do you have what you can
share
here?
Well, we can share here. May we share, dear brother?
Always.
Dear brother, we are sorry that you missed the conversation. So much was given on this subject, but we will tell you that the one that spoke, the one known as Linda, gave the most pertinent part of following who you are, and that is becoming one with your I Am presence, becoming one with your divine self, becoming one with your God self, becoming one with the divine. So in each moment that you take a breath, in each moment that you think, in each moment that you move, call on your I Am presence to reveal to you what to do next, you see. What to do that is contained in your agreements. That is all you have to do, is call upon your own God self, your own I Am presence, and that which you need to do in the moment is revealed to you, you see. And as one who serves has given, it is a moment-by-moment process. It is not a document that you read. It is not a blueprint that you follow. It is moment-by-moment guidance that once you are connected, once you ask for that connection, you will know what is next for you and what is next in your own action. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you. That gave me chills.
Namaste,
wonderful.
Dear one.
Would there be other questions here? Nothing
well,
further.
All right. Yes. I think that we did a pretty good job, all of my brothers and sisters out there, chunking this away, but maybe it can enhance it a little as to how, like, when, what is it looking like, the transition, in terms of, as much as we can understand the third dimensional way, how consciousness shifts, because we have an understanding that it's not about like fighting and warring and all that, but there's something else there. So a lot was said, but if you can enhance that at all, you know, like when that information or that big announcement or whatever happens, or some flash of light or whatever happens, what does that look like that actually changes things?
What we would suggest to all of you is to just live. Live in the moment. Be in the moment. Do not be so concerned about what is next and what is next after that and this announcement or that announcement. And just let it be. Let it be what it is going to be. As we have said many times, go with the flow. And if you continue to do that, go with the flow, then everything will continue to work out and you will not need to worry about what is next. You see? Because when you are worried about what is next, then you are missing out in the moment that you are in. Take that and consider that, contemplate that. It is an important message to you. Shoshana, maybe you...
Oh, we can share here. It is complex.
Yes.
May we offer our perspective, dear one?
Yes, please.
We will ask, when you are having an experience, do you know what the experience will be?
Not necessarily.
And then when you are living the experience and it becomes a memory, do you know what memory you will have?
Definitely not. Sometimes you get different memories and you don't know which, why you keep one and you don't keep another.
Well, that is the conundrum, dear one. That is why there is no answer to this. That is why there is no revealing of when this big announcement will change everybody, or when the next shoe will fall, or when the next brick will be put placed upon the building. There is no answer, you see, because the consciousness that you carry and the consciousness that all beings of the planet carry are working in unison with each other. Believe it or not, they're all in tandem with each other. So if you wish to move consciousness forward and have the great changeover speed up, then you must live within the confines of your own divine God self and follow that direction. Because when you do, the movement in consciousness is contagious, you see. It moves forward. That is how it works. So we cannot say that any third dimensional announcement or anything, any experience that occurs in the third dimension will change anything. Only your movement in consciousness will change anything. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank
would
you.
Would there be any further questions here?
There is one more. We hear you.
I was going to ask, I don't know if this has been answered, but about the animals walking in circles, different kinds all over the world. What's your...
And what is it that you are asking about that?
Why are they doing that?
We will answer
yes.
here.
Yes, please do.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
They are pacing. They are moving. They are wondering. They are pacing for you. They're moving around and around and around, creating an energy vortex for them and for you, you see. They are being somewhat impatient. Their consciousness is growing, and they are wondering, when will these beings wake up? So they are moving the energy around. That is all that is occurring. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Any further questions? Nothing further, then we are ready to release channels. Shoshana, do you have anything that you...
We would like to say that it is of paramount importance that those that join this call speak up. That they add their contributions, that they ask their questions, as this is the fulfillment of the movement of consciousness that all that are joining wish to achieve. So please, if you have something to say, if you have a question to ask, it is of paramount importance that you join the group and do so. Namaste.
Yes, always remember that when you do not ask questions, there are those out there that are also not asking questions. Therefore, there are no answers if there are no questions.
That is correct.
Very simple. We are done for the time. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.